Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you for listening. We've got a great three-hour program in store for you right now. Let's begin in prayer. This is our second to last day of pledge drive, so we're praying for you and your intentions and your family's intentions. And our intention, which is to make our need of $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's great to be with you. My number is 888-914-9149. Now, that's the standard show number. If you want to be on the air, that's the number to call. I'd love to talk to you. Again, 888-914-9149. Let's go first to Davis, California, and talk to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. You're up first. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Well, tragically, as you know, California passed Proposition 1.
Yeah.
Basically expanding abortion further and putting it into the state constitution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no word for how very disturbing it is to be a California resident and a Catholic. So I was calling to ask your help, and or a listener or a relevant radio lawyer, somebody, but you particularly. I don't know. The only plan I could come up with, of course, beyond prayer, is to not pay the portion of the state tax that funds abortion so as not to be complicit. And my heart's really troubled about this deeply. It's a moral dilemma. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how that can be determined, how much of that is goes to abortion and how do you not pay it. Mm-hmm. So there it is.
I understand. Yeah. And it's, for what it's worth, this predicament, I didn't foresee this predicament 25, 26 years ago, but we moved out of California 25 years ago, not realizing how bad it was going to get. So as a native Californian, I feel your pain. I can easily imagine what it's like for all the good people of California to be in a situation now where their tax dollars, at least part of them, are going to enforce this hideous new law. So I feel for you, number one. Number two, remember that when you judge a moral action, you're looking at the act itself or the object of the act. You look at your intention and you look at the circumstances. And that's how, if you triangulate that way on any human action, you can determine whether or not it's moral or immoral. And in your case, and this is true for all of those people of goodwill who don't want to participate in the evil of abortion that has now been codified into the law in California, you're participating, but it's called remote participation. So it's remote in the sense that you are not in the operating room handing the instruments to the doctor who's performing the abortion. You're not in the state legislature in which you are passing laws that are promoting this. You're not sitting in the governor's mansion doing the things that Governor Newsom is doing. You're at a very remote distance from this effect. So you're not morally culpable, even though you are, in a remote way, you are materially participating through your tax dollars. The second thing is your intention. You don't want to do this. You would do anything possible to not do this. And then the third issue, the issue of circumstances, is you're forced into this because you're a citizen of the state, you have to pay taxes. It's just the way it works. And I can tell you what will happen, even though I'm not a lawyer, but I just know how things work. And that is that if you don't pay your taxes and withhold part of it, they'll come after you and force you to pay your taxes, and they'll penalize you. And in the long run, they'll force you to pay your taxes regardless. So I would say in a case like this, follow what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 6, he says, "You also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." So as a citizen of the state, you do have a duty to pay taxes. It doesn't mean you can't or shouldn't protest. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do all the things that are within your power to do to oppose this, to make your outrage known. This goes into voting as well, obviously. These are all active measures that you can take. I like the way you talked about prayer. That's important, and we should never stop praying. But in the meantime, your conscience shouldn't bother you insofar as you thinking that you're committing a sin personally because you're forced into this terrible situation. The people who are behind this are definitely sinning greatly, but you're basically hostage to this. And an analogy came to my mind as I was thinking about this, Lisa. Imagine if you were, you know, back in the time of the Soviet Union, and you became a political prisoner, and you wound up having to work in one of their factories because they forced you to do that. Well, you would be materially participating in promoting the godless evil empire of the Soviet Union and all that went with that. But yet you were not doing anything sinful because you were forced into this situation. You couldn't help it. You had no other choice. So I tend to look at this that way, not because I want to in any way minimize the terribleness of what they've done. It is a truly heinous thing. But for you personally, it's not something that you have to feel like you're guilty of anything when you pay your taxes.
I see. That's very helpful. It's at least something.
Yeah.
But it's just, okay.
And there may be people, I don't know if you're one of them, Lisa, but there may be people who say, "I can't live here anymore." And that would be a heroic thing, it seems to me, for people to say, "I'm out of here because I don't want to live in a state where they do this." And I have to think, you know, that if enough people were to do that, I don't know if they will, but if enough people did do that, that might move the needle a bit. It's hard to say.
Yeah, that's one of the first things that came to my mind to do, but it's not just me. And that's all I'll say about that. You can figure that out.
I think I can. Yeah.
Unless there's a conversion there or something. But
I understand.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
You're welcome, Lisa. You're welcome.
For your answer.
We'll pray for our home state. I'm a native Californian. I love California. I hate what I'm seeing it become.
Yeah. Very, very much so. Sad. Keep praying. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Hang in there. Okay. Quick time out. We're going to hear from Father Rocky. A brand new message. You haven't heard this one before. So listen to that and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky with news that Relevant Radio continues to grow. We recently began broadcasting on a big station in Seattle. We started broadcasting just last week in Toledo, Ohio, on FM and AM, and Tucson, Arizona is going to be next. One big reason we've been able to grow is our generous monthly donors. They've budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. We call these generous monthly donors our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better on our end. It saves us money, and you get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass every day and the Rosary and Chapel of General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Check out our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We're matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. You can also give by calling 877-291-0123.
It has been a great week so far. We are halfway through this pledge drive, more than halfway through, and we've just crossed the 55% mark of making our goal of $3 million. We need to wrap up by tomorrow. Tomorrow is our last and final day of this pledge drive, so we're going to need your help. We're going to need your help in a big way during this hour. Can you make that special gift of $1,000, $5,000, or even $10,000 or $20,000? If so, we need to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, safe and secure online at relevantradio.com.
You know, Mary, I always get antsy on Thursday of Pledge Drive because we have today and tomorrow and that's it. And like you said, we're a little past the halfway point, but there is about halfway yet to go. So I'm excited about what we're going to accomplish this morning with God's grace and our listeners' generosity. You can make your pledge at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. It's easy, it's quick, it's secure, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
I got to say thank you so much to Patricia in Plano, Texas. She was listening last hour, I can see. She made that special gift of $1,000 for the morning show. Can we do that for Patrick Madrid, too? How about $1,000 here coming in the next few minutes or so? Will you be one of those people that makes that gift at 877-291-0123? That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet are fabulous ways to give. And when you give on either of those two digital platforms, we have a very, very, very special download for you this time around. How to Be a Happy Catholic Family by Father Rocky. You know, the holidays are coming up real quick, and the holidays can be tense for families. So get your download, kind of set that foundation to make sure that you make this the happiest holiday ever with all of your family members, regardless of where they're sitting in life. Now's the time to give online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, and we'll send you that as a bonus gift. You can also see the various gifts that are available at the different giving levels during this pledge drive at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Every single gift is matched 100%. It's a dollar-for-dollar match.
What was that you just said, Cyrus?
100%.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah, it's a match dollar-for-dollar today. We don't get that every day, but we do have it today. Hey, special shout-out and lots of gratitude to you, Adele, in Castroville, Texas, for your recurring new gift, your brand-new donor of $365 a day gift. Thank you for that. Welcome to the family. Andrea in Hobart, Indiana, thank you for your generous $50 gift. Anonymous in McAllen, Texas, thank you for your generous $365 gift, dollar a day. 877-291-0123. That's where to go to make your gift.
877-291-0123.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Keeping it relevant.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
All right, we're back, as you could probably tell. 888-914-9149. That's the number to be on the air with me. Let's go to Steve now. In is it Elsie, Texas? Am I saying it the right way, Steve?
It's Elsa? Like
Elsa.
Frozen?
Elsa. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Welcome aboard,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. So my question today is that what's your views on pro-progress, such as like abortion and, you know, stuff along that line, you know, sodomy and all that stuff?
What is my view of that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, to use the two examples you gave me, sodomy is a sin that cries out to heaven for vengeance, the Bible says. Abortion is killing an innocent unborn person. I oppose them both, and I abhor them both. I'm not really sure if I'm understanding your question.
It's because, like, I have a family member who's pro-progress, and the thing is, like, when they speak every now and then, I get frustrated. How do you like, stay in, like, this, I don't know how to explain, how do you keep yourself from not losing, you know?
How do you define pro-progress? Because here's why I say this, because sodomy is not a matter of progress. And killing somebody is not a matter of progress. Are you thinking of the term progressive, which is a term that people on the left love to wrap themselves in? Is that what you mean?
Yes, that one. There you go.
Okay. Well, progressive as a term, it really arose as a term in a political sense in the early 20th century. So especially during the presidency of Woodrow Wilson and other far left people who were in positions of power in the early 20th century. And the term progressive is anything but, if you analyze the results of it. So killing people in abortion, you mentioned sodomy, not a topic I like to think about, but you know, since it's on the table there, and any other things that actually lead to human enslavement in sin and policies and structures that are inherently unjust and sinful, that's not progress. They call it progress, or they call themselves progressives, but it's a meaningless term in context. It's actually the contrary of what's really happening. So when I see somebody refer to himself as progressive, I can smile knowingly and say, well, you're anything but progressive because you're going in the wrong direction. So how do I deal with it? I, you know, honestly, Steve, I don't take it personally, number one. I have some extended family members who would call themselves progressives and who would vote liberal policies and candidates and such. And we just typically don't talk about those things. If I'm at some extended family event and there's everybody sitting around the table, these are topics that we just don't talk about. Because if we do, we're going to get into it. And I think most people would rather avoid a confrontation. So unless somebody is trying to force me into a conversation, in which case I'll be happy to talk about it and denounce things that I believe are wrong and explain why I believe they're wrong, I typically don't bother with it. And as you might imagine, I don't surround myself with people who are going down the wrong road if I can avoid it. Sometimes you can't avoid it, but if I had my druthers, I'd rather hang out with people who look at the world the way I do. So I tend to ignore those people who are heading in the wrong direction. That's how I deal with it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate that. Well, that's off to an interesting start. 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the air, and I would love to talk to you. I have a note that came in this morning from Laura in Bakersfield. Shout out to Bakersfield. I have like 900 new friends in Bakersfield. I guess I say that every time the word Bakersfield comes up, but I had a chance to visit out there early this year, and it was great. I knew that was coming. I don't remember. Cyrus, did I say this person's name? Did I say it?
I was busy looking for my Bakersfield.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I
know you said Bakersfield.
All right. Let's just pretend I don't think I said the name, but maybe I did. But she asked me to keep her anonymous. But she didn't say I couldn't say Bakersfield. So that much we know. A lady in Bakersfield wrote to me and said, concerning the caller yesterday working toward forgiving her father for sexual abuse, I think it is important to define what forgiveness is, or maybe more importantly, what it isn't. As someone who was also abused, I think it's important to state that forgiveness is not saying that the offense was okay. Forgiveness is recognizing all people are weak and are sinners, and we forgive the person for being a sinner and then give the offense to God, which helps us to heal from the offense, whatever the offense may be. I concur. Yeah, I didn't get the impression that she needed me to explain to her what forgiveness is, only because she gave me the impression that she was like working through, maybe through therapy and counseling and such. So it didn't occur to me that I should define what forgiveness is. But I do agree with you. When you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean that you're saying, well, that's okay, it's all right that you did that. No, it doesn't mean that at all. As you know, you can still be heartsick over what the person did to you or to somebody else, but when you forgive from the heart, you are asking God to have mercy on that other person. You're seeking the good of the other person as opposed to retribution and revenge. Those would be the antitheses of true forgiveness. The other thing I'd like to add to what you said, Anonymous in Bakersfield, is that forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not an emotion. And I've had to learn this lesson more than once in my life. Perhaps you have too. And that is that you don't have to feel like you're forgiving and forgetting and, oh, can't we all just get along? You don't have to feel those feelings, and often you don't. Rather, forgiveness is an act of the will in which you say, Lord, I choose forgiveness as opposed to vengeance. I choose to say, I forgive this person for what he or she did to me, as opposed to seeking some sort of punishment for that person. That's what it entails. So there are some people who their whole lives are living examples of people who forgive others and yet who have to deal with the complicated emotions that arise from that. So I concur. Now, she says in the last part of her email, Cyrus, you want to perk up for this one. She says, thank you for all that you do. I regret that I can only give you 3 hours a day. Boy, if I had more hours, that would be awesome. She says, thank you for all that you do. I regret that I can only give you 3 hours a day. Hi, Cyrus, my birthday buddy, October 27th. God bless you and the whole Relevant Radio team. And that's Anonymous from Bakersfield.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
It's nice having a birthday buddy out there.
They like you. They really like you. Thank you, Cyrus. You're a genius. Where have I heard that before? It is true, though, Cyrus.
It's my ringtone.
You know what? I need to be in the room and call you sometime so I could hear that light up. Let's go to Carl in Lakewood, Colorado. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A real quick question. My wife and I are discussing, in November you get special indulgences, and one of them is going to a cemetery. And she says it has to be Catholic. I say it does not. It can be any cemetery.
That's true. It can be any cemetery.
And
it could be any cemetery. It doesn't have to be a Catholic cemetery. It could be any cemetery. If you go to a cemetery, my wife and I have done that. I'm trying to remember, three times. I think we did that. It was twice. We did it in the octave, the time between November the 1st and November the 8th. And so twice we went to the cemetery, and it was a Catholic cemetery, just so happened to be a Catholic cemetery, but you could go to any cemetery and fulfill the requirements.
Hello.
Does that help?
Hello?
Carl, you're on the air. Does that help?
Yes. Is it only between November 1st and November 8th? Or is it
yes.
the whole month of November?
No, it's... Well, somebody asked a question yesterday, and I should mention this, that she thought that maybe Pope Francis had extended this indulgence through the end of the month. I haven't heard about that, and I actually forgot about it, and I didn't look it up. So assuming that that didn't happen, it's the 1st through the 8th.
Okay, and it comes under the usual conditions of confession and commune within a week, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you go to the cemetery and you spend some time saying prayers for the repose of the souls of those who have died.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate your show.
Happy to be here. Thank you for that. By the way, anybody listening, if you are interested in knowing what the church's teaching is on indulgences, not only the biblical foundation of this, but also just many, many prayers that you can pray that have a partial indulgence, and in some cases a plenary indulgence, and what are the requirements, their litanies, prayers, it's chock full of great information. And it's a little hardcover book called The Handbook of Indulgences, Norms and Grants. The Handbook of Indulgences, Norms and Grants. I have a copy here in the studio. It's published by Catholic Book Publishing Company. And would that every Catholic home had this little book in it, because indulgences are such a great gift from Jesus. It's the application of the superabundant merits of Jesus Christ, as well as all the merits of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints who are united with Jesus in the body of Christ, and applying that merit to you to expunge or to eliminate or remit your need to do penance for your sins in your life that have been forgiven. And so if you're in the state of grace and you want to be free from all sin, doesn't mean you know what the future holds. It doesn't mean that you'll know whether or not you're going to fall, because we all fall one way or the other in large ways or small ways. But if you would like to know that whatever penance you may need to have done for all the sins in your life thus far, if you gain a plenary indulgence, the church, using the authority given to it by Jesus to bind and loose, looses you from all the penance necessary for all the sins in your past life. So in theory, at least, if you were to die suddenly at that point, having gained the indulgence, you would not go to purgatory. There would be no need for it, because all that expiation, as St. Paul describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the man who's built his temple on the foundation of Jesus Christ, certain things in his life have to be burned off. Wood, hay, and straw, he says, and it involves suffering. So you would completely bypass that and go straight to heaven. So check out that book. I think you'll find it very edifying and very encouraging.
We love the one-stop shopping here at the Patrick Madrid Show. No matter what your question is, you can ask it. Patrick will more than likely have an answer for you. That happens because people just like you helped support the station in the past. Now it's your turn to step up and join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 8291-0123. We need some big giving, some heroic giving here during this second to the last day of Pledge Drive, Patrick. We need 150 people this hour who will join us. And so far we have about 20. So we've got a ways to go
as we're halfway through the hour. Yes, we do. Now, you know, I was talking about almsgiving a second ago and about indulgences. This is something to remember. Almsgiving is another form of piety in the Bible, and almsgiving is associated with the remission of the need to do penance. So if you are thinking, well, I sure would like to tidy up my personal spiritual situation, almsgiving is a way of laying up treasure in heaven. And you can give alms to all those people out there who listen to Relevant Radio when you call us at 877-291-0123. Think of it as your charitable giving. You're giving to help people who are starving for the truth. You can make your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Michael in Willow Grove. Made a special gift of $500. It's a partnership challenge hour. That means it was doubled. Thank you to Donald in Grays Lake, Illinois. $1 a day. We had an anonymous donor in Wisconsin Rapids making that special gift of $1 a day. And this one and the last one were both done online, along with Alva in Chicago. $1 a day. Your gift was also made online, which means your gift will be receiving that special bonus download from Father Rocky, How to Have a Happy Catholic Family. That is yours for any gift whatsoever made at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Need to clarify, the download is if you make the gift online or on the app. That's relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If you make a phone call, you get the other great thank you gifts. Your gift is still matched, but you're not going to get the download if you make the phone call. But it is a great way to give here at Relevant Radio. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you now. Still in need of 130 people in the next 30 minutes. The only way that is going to happen and the only way we're going to make our goal for this hour is if you do your part and reach out. Join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. 125. That's what we need. We need to hear from you now.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
It's a great day to be alive. Great day to be a Relevant Radio listener. Thank you for listening, by the way. My number is 888-914-9149. I'm here for you. If you need a second opinion or you'd like to get some advice or run something by me, I'm here for you. 888-914-9149. Keep in mind, that's a different number. That's the regular show number. It's different from the Pledge Drive number. I'll give you that later. I don't want to confuse you, but if you want to call in and be on the program, 888-914-9149. Some emails to get to as well. I have a note here from Anonymous listening in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And Anonymous says, I'd like to thank you and everyone at Relevant Radio for the work that you do in keeping me company over the past few months. I left a narcissistic relationship in the spring, and since I want no contact with the narcissist and their flying monkeys, I struggle with loneliness. Anyone who's been in a trauma bond knows how hard it is to leave a narcissist, as there is a physical and mental addiction to the abuse cycle. Many empaths don't survive the abuse because they feel so alone. Relevant Radio and the true authentic friends I have saved my life in many ways, so thank you again. Whew, wow, that really hits home. I've never had to go through a situation like that, Anonymous, but my heart sure does go out to you. I'm sorry that this happened. I don't know whether it was family relationship, a marriage relationship. I don't know, and I don't need to know. But the fact that being here at Relevant Radio and all the other people here at Relevant Radio have been friends to you and family to you, like we're saying during Pledge Drive, join the family. I'm glad to know that that's working for you. Thank you. Sure appreciate that. I always appreciate people when they take time out of the busy out of their busy days, excuse me, to share details like that. I appreciate the effort.
And that, I love emails like that, Patrick. It really shows what they're humbling, but we also have, especially you and Drew and you know, all of the hosts have a great responsibility to always be truthful and honest with the listeners. And I think that is an aspect of why people love what we're doing here at Relevant Radio.
Yes, that's true. I do believe that. And really, when you think about it, Cyrus, so many people listening right now, even, where are they going to go to hear the unvarnished truth? They're not going to get it on CNN. They're not going to get it on, you know, in the LA Times. They'll get spin, but where will they go to get 24/7 continuous information? They'll get it here on Relevant Radio. So thanks for adding that. Good point. You're somebody's birthday buddy, aren't you? October 27th, I think I heard them say.
Your birthday was your. We are closer to your birthday than to my birthday.
We won't be at my birthday for a whole year, and a little bit less. Yeah. So, thank you very much, Anonymous. Appreciate it very much. This one comes in from Sunny, who's listening in sunny San Diego. I used to live in San Diego for years. Beautiful town, best weather in the world, if you ask me. And Sunny is listening on our 1000 AM stations. Says, "Hi, Patrick. I have a new friend. And she and her husband want to come into the church. Praise God. Her husband knows he was baptized, but he doesn't know any details of where or what kind of church it was at. He is estranged from his parents and has exhausted all ways of finding out. I've told him to talk to the priest, but they are under the impression that they have to have this figured out first. How does the church handle these matters?" Okay. Well, if he has, in fact, exhausted all those ways of finding out and his parents won't talk to him, and nobody in the family will tell him what he needs to know, then the simplest way would be for the priest to give him what's called a conditional baptism. And a conditional baptism would be the same formula, everything is baptism, but it would begin this way. "If you are not already validly baptized, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And that would be with pouring water over his head and baptizing. Then he would know definitively that either he had been baptized validly early on, even if there were no record of that, or if that never happened or it was invalid perhaps, that he is validly baptized now. So he's covered either way. And of course, in the second scenario, if the parish priest does this, then he would have a baptismal certificate. It would be a conditional baptism, but it's still the same thing. So that's something to keep in mind. And I would suggest doing that, because why go through life not knowing? Better to know than to have a doubt nagging in the back of your mind. Thanks for that. Let's go to Chuck now in Chicago. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
I am well, thank you.
Enjoy the show. Thanks. I have a quick question. A friend of mine who is an atheist, or self-proclaimed atheist anyway, I have a little bit of doubt that he's an atheist, but he said his quote was, as we were talking, was, "Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was not that big of a deal. Compared to like people who suffer today, you know, just for medical reasons or whatever, because if he was God, he knew he was going to heaven. So, okay, at the end of the day, he had a, you know, he went through the suffering for one day and he was going to heaven." I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, kind of a lame argument. I've never heard that one before, but okay. So maybe what you could say is, well, appearances can be deceiving. Of course he was going to heaven because he's God. So he's a person, a divine person who has a divine and human nature. Of course, there is no other possibility for Jesus for that reason. But regardless, it doesn't minimize the intensity of his suffering. In fact, I think following the lead of St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas and others who have talked about this, that the sufferings of Jesus were far more exquisitely painful for him because he is completely innocent. You and I, when we suffer, we know that even just in life, being sinners, this is part of the veil of tears that we're walking through. But Jesus was so keenly aware of his own innocence, and that must have just amplified the pain, I would think. And also taking upon himself the sins of the whole world, and knowing all of the sins, think of all the Hitlers and all the all the terrible people and all the maybe not so terrible people, but those who committed sins, that would include you and me, in every single last person's burden of sins on Jesus himself. And he was keenly aware of all of that. I can't imagine how crushing and utterly desolating that must have been for him. So I just think that the argument on its face is kind of lame. I don't really know why that person thinks that it really makes, you know, I mean, why would that make somebody think twice? Oh, I guess Jesus didn't really suffer all that much. It's not even really an argument when I think about it. So maybe this person is possible. It's possible to persuade him or her. Maybe not. I don't know. But those things that I just mentioned a moment ago come to my mind as what I would talk about.
Okay. I will keep that in mind if we have a conversation. And oftentimes he brings up the conversation. So I know there's an interest there. So hopefully I can be witnessing to him, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And at least you've got something to work with, because if he's interested in talking about it, that's half the battle right there. It's the people who have no interest in talking about it. You know, it's harder to work with them. But if he's interested, so much the better. So go for it, Chuck.
Sounds good. Thanks, all Patrick.
Right. Yeah, you got it. Thank you. Every year around Good Friday, I spend time talking about the physical effects of what Jesus went through and the sheer torment that he went through when he was scourged and when he was, of course, nailed to the cross, and everything that went into this is just amazing. There is a book by Pierre Barbet. It's called A Doctor at Calvary, The Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, as seen by a doctor. And he goes through from a scientific medical standpoint, and he analyzes what the various things that the Lord went through in his passion, what this did to his body, and what kind of pain would be involved with that. So if you're interested in a medical / scientific analysis of the passion as it's described in the Gospels, take a look at that book, A Doctor at Calvary, The Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ as Described by a Surgeon. Now, his last name is Barbet, B-A-R-B-E-T. We would say Barbet, but in French they say Barbet. So maybe we'll get a link to that for you in case you're interested. But I have personally found that book and other books like it very edifying and also very sobering when I consider, well, Jesus, it wasn't a simple thing. It wasn't a minor process. It was utterly devastating to the Lord in his body. 888-914-9149. We have a miracle moment straight ahead, and I'll be back shortly after that.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Maria from Granada Hills sent us an email. She said, "My sister and I tuned in last night to the family rosary to listen to you. My nephew Paul almost died 2 years ago. His lung collapsed, and doctors had to induce a coma on him to keep him on a respirator for over a month."
Wow.
She said, "I live in Southern California. My sister is up north. She was desperate with uncertainty. I took my car and drove 9 hours with the company of Relevant Radio the whole way. I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the family rosary. When I got there, he was still in a coma. My sister and I prayed for 3 days, and he started to breathe and recovered completely." She said, "To me, it was God that gave us this miracle with the help of Relevant Radio."
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
We are making progress. We've got big ways to go, a long ways to go before we hit our need of $3 million tomorrow. We have just barely crossed over the 50% mark here at Relevant Radio. So that means we need everybody giving in a big way. Whatever that big way is for you, we need you to take action now. Still in need of 113 people who will join the family during this hour. People like Michelle in Hinsdale, Illinois, made that special gift of $1,000. Partnership Challenge Hour, it was doubled to $2,000. You can do that too at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
I said earlier that I feel antsy on Thursdays. I'm feeling extra antsy today because we can't lose this momentum. As you know, we have to keep pushing forward. We have to be finished with our need of reaching $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow, and there's still quite a distance to go. So yes, please, if you haven't made your pledge yet, please act now, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. I'd like to ask you, are you in a position to maybe give a gift of $20,000? How about $15,000, $10,000? I know some people have surprisingly done well in the stock market, or maybe you sold a home, or maybe you had some other financial windfall and you're not sure what to do with it. Well, helping God's people through Relevant Radio is one very good way to do it. So I'd like to ask for some of those larger donations right now. This would be the time to do it. We really need you. And you can make that donation in any amount, especially if it has a lot of zeros after it, by calling 877-291-0123. Or use the Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com. But now's the time for these gifts to come in, please.
I want to say Lookout Patrick, because Richard from Lookout Mountain, Georgia, said, I can help in a big way. Made a gift of $4,000. Thank you so much, Richard. We appreciate that. Yes. And it was doubled. That became $8,000. This is a partnership challenge hour. You can do that, too, at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or a tablet. Or perhaps you want to give more like Jill in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, made a special gift of $50. Thank you for your help and your support. Betty in Savage, Minnesota, $1 a day. And Cheryl in Mesa, Arizona, made a special gift of $200. Thank you for your help and your support. We need everyone listening right now to join the family at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And when you stop by the website, near the top, you'll see the little tab at the top for premiums. See what great gifts we have for you at relevantradio.com.
You can do it!
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
A double great feeling, making you
realize. Man, the 70s never seem so close as they do right now. I used to see this on TV all the time.
Well, why would I be playing a Double Your Pleasure gum commercial song right now?
I know why, but the audience doesn't know why. Do you want to tell them or do you want me to tell them?
No, you tell them. They want to hear you.
Yes, it is because your pledge amount, whatever it may be, is matched dollar for dollar this hour and maybe for longer today. We'll find out.
Wait, are you saying the pledge... If you make a pledge amount, it's matched 100%?
100%.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Double your pleasure, because you're going to feel great anyway when you call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge. You're going to feel good. You're going to know that you're helping God's people. But you'll feel doubly good knowing that your pledge was doubled because we have some generous benefactors standing in the wings saying, for this hour or for these hours, we will give the same amount of money. And so take advantage of that right now. This is the time to do that.
Yeah, I like how Father Rocky says, give until you smile.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good way to... I never heard anyone say that before I met Father Rocky. But it does make sense, that's for sure. You can pledge online, safe and secure, at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. But the thing is, you got to do it because tomorrow is the end of Pledge Drive. So we have a long way to go. And with your generosity, dollar for dollar match today, we'll get there. Thank you. Let's go to Leo now in Lodi, California. Hi, Leo.
Hey, doing well. I have a quick question, and here it is. Considering people like St. Sir Thomas More, who were examples of fortitude, prudence, and temperance, should an unconfirmed Catholic, adult unconfirmed Catholic, wait to engage in charitable apologetics until after confirmation?
That's a very good question. It would depend, I think, on the person. But all other things being equal, it's always preferable for somebody who's a neophyte in the church to be Catholic for a time, to live the Catholic faith, to experience what it means to be Catholic before presuming to, you know, to teach the faith to other people. Doesn't mean it always happens that way. St. Augustine, for example, he was born in the year 354, and when he had his conversion in his early 30s, about 31, I guess, he was baptized, and then shortly after that, by acclamation, the people insisted, after he had been ordained a priest, the people insisted that he be made a bishop. He didn't want to be a bishop. And he had barely come into the church a short time before that. And next thing you knew, he was a bishop. So from time to time, it does happen that way. But I think under the normal course of events, it's ideal for somebody to not only receive the sacraments of initiation fully, but also to have some time on board before striking out in that direction, just to make sure they really understand what they're talking about and that they have a deep conviction of their own.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Leo. Interesting question, as we always get here on this program. Let's go to Francisco now in Austin. Good morning, Francisco.
Good morning, Patrick. I just got a comment to tell you and all of the family on Relevant Radio. I have to let you know that because you, Patrick, I got this deal to turn my life to Christ in a deep level to, you know, growing spiritually. Wonderful. And also, like, striving every day to be chaste man, because I still don't know what is my call or my vocational life. So I had a feeling that maybe God is calling me to be a priest, but also I had the feeling that maybe, I don't know, maybe one day I can find a beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. But I had to tell that you were a great encouragement for me. And I have to say thank you. I just finished my donation to Relevant Radio. So, Patrick, I have no more words to tell you that thank you so much. You and Cyrus make my mornings funny. I laugh every day when I hear you guys. And, just thank you so much. And, you know, I always pray for all of you guys. And
you should see us grinning ear to ear here in the studio, Francisco. Everybody's smiling.
Well, I mean, you guys make me smile every day. And I really encourage many people that I just meet. Hey, you haven't checked the Relevant Radio app, so I share the app with them and your book.
That's great.
You know, and then I feel in a moment of my life, Patrick, that I just smile every morning, because when you find yourself in a state of grace, you know, you just feel like Christ is like burning your soul in your heart to share with other people that, you know, somehow they're sad or mad, or, you know, you greet them with a smile and, you know, they may change their life for a little bit, you know, but I mean, I get everything from you guys.
You're so kind, Francisco. Question for you. So you were drifting for a while. I guess you were raised Catholic. You received the sacraments as a child, and then you sort of drifted for a while. Is that what happened?
Yes. I didn't know much about my faith. When I get really deep in my faith is when I started listening to you. It's funny, but I mean, as a punishment, can you believe that? I was like, I'm going to start listening to this Catholic radio. So, and then little by little, I started praying with Drew. And then, of course, I mean, your conversations on radio, Patrick, your questions, they become kind of interesting. So I was like, this sounds kind of interesting. And I started listening to your book recommendations. I buy the book that you also recommend on the radio once in a while. The Courage to be Chaste.
Yes.
So great book. And then I recommend so many men that they striving to be chaste. So I recommend the book a lot. And I get it from you, you know. And then, my life, it turned a great for a better. In my family, on myself, I feel more confident on my faith. And I became more deeply in prayer, you know. And this weekend, I have to let you know that I'm going on a discernment retreat, you know, to find out what the Lord is calling me to do. So
that's good.
Getting prepared. And I also ask you guys to pray for me this weekend and all the group of men that they're going to be there in our retreat for discernment. So, but
that's good. How old are you, Francisco, if you don't mind my asking? I feel like we're friends now. I feel like I can ask you.
No, yeah, we're friends. I follow you on Twitter. I see everything that you post, the articles.
How old are you?
When you make fun. I'm 39.
39. That's a fantastic age. I remember it. Well, Francisco, you are very kind and generous in sharing all of this with us. It really makes my day. Cyrus is smiling. We're all smiling. Thank you. God bless you. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Excellent.
I love it. That's like two miracle moments right there, right in a row. We had one last hour, one this hour. I love it. And as a family, Francisco, we will be praying for you. That's what it's all about here at Relevant Radio, is making the difference in people's lives, bringing them closer to Christ so that we can all raise in glory someday in heaven with the Almighty. It happens with your help and your support. Can you join the family now at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet?
Yeah, it's easy to do, but you have to do it. And the reason I say that with such emphasis is because this is Thursday and Pledge Drive ends tomorrow. We have to reach our need of $3 million and we're getting there, but we're just barely over the 50-yard line. So we have a long way yet to go, but we can make it happen, but it's going to require your heroic generosity right now. I'd like to say thank you to Anonymous in Naperville, Illinois, who just came in with a $1,200 recurring online gift. Thank you, Anonymous. Very important for us to get those larger donations right now. Maybe you could be like Anonymous and come in with a $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 donation. This would be really helpful, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. Thank you to you, Anonymous, in Round Rock, Texas, for your one-time $40 gift. You're a new donor. Welcome to the family. And Jenny in Anaheim, California, your $100 gift. Thank you. And thank you for becoming a new donor. Thank you for joining the family here at Relevant Radio. And for the moment, at least, lastly, Sharon in Garden Grove, California, thank you for your $250 online gift. And Anonymous in Kingsley, Michigan, thank you for your $365 gift online. You got that digital download from Father Rocky about how to have a happy family. He knows a few things. He's heard a few confessions over the years, mm-hmm. So he knows what he's talking about.
We need everyone to join the family now. We have goals each and every hour that we need to reach. And I almost hesitate to be honest here, but I feel like I need to be honest. We are still in need of 84 people here in the next 4 minutes if we're going to make our call goal for this hour. That's a huge number in 4 minutes. Can we do it? I think we can. I believe we can if everybody does their part. And you either stop by relevantradio.com, open up that app on your smartphone or tablet, join the family that way, or you can always call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you so much to an anonymous donor in Aurora, Illinois, made a special gift of $82. Thank you for your help and your support. We also want to say thank you so much to this generous gift coming in from Austin, Texas. Julie made a $1,000 gift. You made your gift online. Thank you so much. Carol in Lake Forest, $600. Tony in Fort Myers, Florida, $600. All of these gifts were matched because it is a partnership challenge hour.
Yeah, this partnership challenge will not last indefinitely. We know we have it this hour, so please, when you make your pledge, know that it's going to be doubled dollar for dollar, but we're running out of time right now, so we're down to just about 3 minutes in this hour. We have 2 hours yet to go, and then that'll be it for this day, the second to last day of Pledge Drive. So now's the time, 877-291-0123. We're running out of time, so let's make the most of it.
Thank you so much to Norman and Roberta in Canada, Red Deer, Canada. Thank you so much for your $100 gift. It was doubled to $200. We do have Maribel. Where'd Maribel go here? Natalie, we'll go to Natalie in Georgetown, Texas. Thank you so much for your gift of $300. We appreciate your help and your support. Sunny in Chicago, $100. You can do it too when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, and we realize that. But any amount helps whatsoever. A $20, $30 gift, you will go towards our call goal for this hour, and your gift will be matched.
Match dollar for dollar, but you can't do that unless you call 877-291-0123. It's easy and it's quick to go to RelevantRadio.com. Same with the Relevant Radio app, but either of those three ways, or all of those three ways, we need you to do that now. 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Give in a big way, just like Patricia in Scottsdale. Thank you for your $40. Diane in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, thank you for your $125. An anonymous donor in Phoenix, $1 a day. Can you join us here at relevantradio.com? Join the family at relevantradio.com on the app or give us a call. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Still need 30 people here in the last minute. Be
one
of those 30.
Come on, you can do it.